You're standing there in the dark when you hear me say, "Please, whoever you are, just don't hurt me." But all of a sudden, my arm is pinned behind my back and a hand clamped over my mouth. You shove me roughly towards my bedroom, kick open the door, and then push me down onto the bed. You lean in close and growl into my ear, "Do not move and do not make a sound." I whimper and try to pull away. You grab a handful of my hair and shove my head back. I said, "Do not move and do not make a fucking sound." And this time I comply. You pull my arms down and clamp them behind my back. I feel my skirt coming up and then my panties being ripped away. You use your feet to kick mine apart. Now I'm exposed. And I hear you fumble with your belt and pull it off. You lean in. You've been a naughty little girl. I think you need some discipline. And in my head, I want to say, "No, no, no. I've been a good girl." But I feel the smack of the belt against my ass. Once, twice, over and over. I lost count at 20. And as I stood there, bent over the bed, my face pressed into it, your hand still in my hair, I hear you unbutton and unzip your pants, and you shove your big, thick cock inside of me, pressing against my ass, which is still stinging from the slaps from the belt. Over and over again, you thrust your big cock into me, pulling me back sharply with my hair. "You like it, you little slut," you whisper, as you fuck me and fuck me. You're relentless. You don't stop. You keep pounding me harder and harder into the bed. In my head, I'm saying, "Please just don't come inside. Don't come inside. Please don't come inside." And you're still mercilessly fucking me. And then I feel you stop, thrust deep inside, and then spasm. Your hot cum fills my pussy. I feel you pull out and back up. I turn, stand up, and look at you. You're already on your knees on the floor. "Did you have your fun, slut?" I say. "Yes, ma'am," you respond and look down at the floor. "Good. I like playing your little game, my little pet. But now it's time for you to clean up this mess that you made," I say, plunging my fingers into my pussy, covered in your cum. "Lay down. And like a good little boy, you do. Well, I think you need to clean this up, don't you?" I don't wait for you to reply as I lower my pussy down over your face. "Now, lick me. And like a good boy you do. Licking my pussy, cleaning up all that naughty cum that you left in there. I reach down and rub my clit while I grind harder against your mouth. Fuck me with your tongue. Oh, yeah. It feels so good, and I'm rubbing my clit faster and faster. Oh, yeah. You lick me clean, baby. I am gonna come all over your face." That was so good. Oh, you're a good little toy, aren't you? Yes. Well, come along, slut. I want to clean you up a little bit. I have more plans for you.